This is Breakfast with Dan and Jenny on ABC Newcastle.
Now, if you're a volunteer of any sort, from local charities, sporting teams, giving your time, you'll know it can take a bit of your spare time. That's the point, right? But you do it because you're very passionate about it. Zara's House at Jesmond is a refugee support house. It's been helping families in our region, welcoming them to our region.
And even if you've never been inside, you're probably familiar with the work of Sister Di Santelben. She's been running that centre, oh gosh, for quite some time now. But as you might have heard here, she's stepping down from her role as she just wants to step back a little now. She's in her 70s. But it is an exciting time for two local women who are stepping up into that leadership position. The ABC's Christine Sheridan caught up with Farida and Mary, who have just taken over that job.
Well, Sister Di is the most amazing and hardworking person I've ever met since I got to Australia in 2016. And I would say she's very compassionate. She's good at listening, and she listens and she tries her best to find the best solution for you. She's like a mother to everyone. Everyone sees her as a mother, and that is why here at Zara's House, everyone feels Zara's House is a home to them.
Farida and Mary, I've met you here at Zara's House this morning. We're sitting in the main area right next to the kitchen, and I can see a few mums have started walking into this space with their kids. It's getting a little bit busy here this morning. You're both not just colleagues, but you're also friends of Sister Di. She's been busy running in and out of this room, actually, taking phone calls this morning, but she's right next to us now.
Hello, everybody. Just in case you think I'm only a apparition, I'm really here.
We know you as someone who has been at the helm of Zara's House to help so many women and children here. But now, Mary and Farida, you're helping take the reins a little bit as Sister Di steps down. Farida, how are you feeling about that?
First of all, I can say I was happy to be able to come to Zara's House to help, because I've been helping the community in different way. Since I started work nearly 2 months now, is more than what I expect. Now I can see how Sister Di I've been working all this time. Yeah.
What about you, Mary? How do you feel about it?
Oh, I'm excited to be here with her, and of course with Sister leaving, quite emotional. Yeah, but I'm really excited to be working with her, and I know she will still be around, so that is something I'm really looking up to see more and learn more from her.
Sister Di has said she's going to step back from the role. Do you think that she'll do a good job at doing that?
I think so, because sometimes she feels a little bit tired, and there's a lot she's been doing that people couldn't imagine.
Farida, why did you feel like you wanted to step up to the role and help the women and children here?
I've been doing this in the community. I'm current president of Hunt African Community Council, so I've been working with women and children and the community. So for me to be at Zara's House, like, I feel so good, really. I'm so proud.
Do you think your experience as a refugee is something that gives you more of an understanding of what the women here are facing?
Yes, according with my background and the life experience, I think I have a lot to contribute at Zara's House. First of all, I'm from the refugee background, and I know how the suffering, how to be a refugee. I've been in many countries, and when I step in this country, I think Sister Di and Sister Beth, they were also the first people which they did help me, because when I arrived, I was pregnant 7 months. I don't have anything, to go to buy clothes for the kids. You're not working. They've been there for me. I couldn't do anything without them. So now I think when a refugee come and I'm here at Zara's House, I'll make them feel welcome.
What about you, Mary? Why did you feel like you wanted to step up?
All right. I would say I've had experiences that I wouldn't want others to also go through. One was having to lose both my dad and brother. And it was really, I would say, a state I didn't want to find myself. And here I've also had to see families who may have lost a relative or someone very close to them. And I've seen some of them depressed or in a state where they feel all hope is lost. So once they approach us, we make them feel at home. we try to give them the assurance that no matter what problem or challenges they face, we are there for them. Here is their home and they can feel safe.
I'm busting to tell you. That phone call was Sister Loretta from the Josephites.
Okay.
She's going to give
How about that car?
She's going to give us a car.
So as we're having this interview, Sister Di has been running in and out of the room to answer phone calls. What's just happened?
We've just been given a car from the Sisters of St. Joseph. And the thing is that this is the sort of thing that happens all the time in Newcastle. Somebody comes up with an idea and says, yeah, we can help there, you know. This car that we're going to have is not going to be a taxi. It's going to be connected to the trailer. And so when we have a football match, you might see our bright pink trailer with our little white car driving up to sell coffee. Yeah, we're a little bit, you know, charged about that.
I've been speaking to Farida and Mary about some of the great ideas that they're bringing here to Zara's house, and they're so passionate about the help that they want to bring here. How does it feel for you to, I guess, hand over the imaginary keys to them?
I've been looking at this for years, because the whole idea of Zara's house is to make a way for refugee women to take over their talents to use in Newcastle. I want to be a volunteer for the next 10 years at Zara's house, but that's a different thing. You know, like Mary's, you know, at the top of her game, and Farida's walk the walk. She knows what it feels like to be a refugee, and she knows what it feels like to succeed too, because she can say to the girls, you know, we came, we had kids, we were poor, I'm not a native English speaker, and yet my husband and I put our heads down and we worked our hearts out, and now we own our own home. Some people have that sort of self-discipline. Now, that's the sort of role modelling that these two new women bring to us, so we need them.
That's ABC Newcastle's Christine Sheridan speaking to Farida Barumgayabo, Mary Umponsa and Sister Di Sandleman, all from Zara's house.